All right, so this guy orders from Amazon like we all do. And we've had some issues with Amazon. I don't know what's... I think they're too big and they're just not handling it well, you know?
The problem we're having lately over the holidays, that it happens every year. They get new drivers to help them drive and to do stuff. They get extra holiday help and they're not used to the... what goes on all the time. Like, my Amazon delivery guy is not my regular Amazon delivery guy. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I couldn't get in the building. I'm like, what? I get packages like every single day and you're the one guy that can't get in the building.
Well, apparently something went wrong here at Amazon at the warehouse. John Brown took advantage of the Black Friday sale and this Friday, and he bought himself an Apple Watch for $387.
Okay.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Unfortunately, what he got in the box was a $5 toilet plunger.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he took it in stride. He said, it was a pre-Christmas treat for myself, and I enjoyed the plunger, but not what I wanted. So, and besides, I couldn't keep track of your heart rate.
No, it can't. I mean...
Yeah. Well, let's check in with our shopping power shopper, Menthol Meredith, out in Bithlow. How's it going, Menthol?
Hey, Rick, Jill, and Smokestack. Times, they are a-changing.
Yep.
I showed up at the Walmart on Black Friday, fully prepared to fist-fight my way through the crowds to get the deal of a lifetime on a patio gas smoker. Y'all, they was throwing in not one, but two free propane tanks with any purchase.
Wow.
With that kind of deal, I just knew I was going to have to open up several cans of whoop butt. But I got there, and there wasn't even hardly nobody there. Heck, I was actually kind of disappointed because getting violent in the camping department of Walmart has become my post-Thanksgiving tradition. But this year, there was no butt to whoop. And because of my past, the security guard was following me, so I just asked him, where in the pray tell is everybody? And he told me that now everybody does their shopping on the online. I still itching to start something, though, so I, on purpose, lit up a cigarette in the home and garden section. Then I said Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas, and no one even blinked an eye.
Wow.
I may not have been able to incite violence, but I did get not one, but two free propane tanks shipped smack dab to my front door.
Wow.
The miracle of Christmas.
Rick, Stacy,